time now to hear what some of you have to say about our program. And one thing we're hearing is, enough already with coverage of the Toyota recall. Steve Hulsey of Williston, Vermont asks, is this just a slow news week? And he says this, there have been numerous other recalls, some with defects which have caused injury, and I cannot remember any taking up the amount of airtime you've devoted to this issue. Well, several of you wrote in about my interview yesterday with Kenneth Feinberg. He's the man appointed by President Obama as PAYSAR. His job is to oversee executive compensation for companies who were given bailout money. Yesterday, we talked about the latest bonuses paid out to employees of AIG, $100 million in bonuses. And I asked Feinberg why AIG contracts are being honored while workers for another set of bailed-out companies, the car companies, did not have their contracts honored. Here's a portion of his answer.
The auto companies, of course, filed for federal bankruptcy protection. And in the course of the bankruptcy proceedings, the contracts were negotiated and modified.
Well, Ronnie Bergen of Tucson, Arizona, says kudos to us for raising the issue. And she calls Feinberg's answer a stellar example of the disgraceful use of legalese and doublespeak in an effort to distract the public from the outrageous behavior of AIG. Well, finally, one of you sent us a personal story in response to our coverage of the Obama administration's plans to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The story comes from Joan Rose Kung of Eastham, Massachusetts. She remembers an encounter during a whale-watching trip, and she writes this. We sat across from two older gentlemen for about a half hour, talking of different things, and in the course found that they had been partners for 30 years. One had survived the Battle of the Bulge in World War II, where so many young men died in such a short time. Need anything more be said for accepting gay men into the military without a thought to their sexual preference? Well, we appreciate your stories, your praise, and also your criticism. You can reach us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.